welcome to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey, where it is our mission to empower Christians with boldness and courage in every place. This is Jacob Hawk, the host of this podcast. You may be sitting in your car in traffic, walking in your neighborhood, exercising at the gym, or just trying to relax after a long day, but we are thrilled that you have joined us to spend time in God's Word. For more content, writings, podcasts, and other materials, I invite you to visit drjacobhawk.com. May God bless you richly and have a great day. Well, I want to welcome you back to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey. We are going to conclude today our series on seven habits of highly effective disciples. If you did not hear the first six episodes in this series, I'd encourage you to go back and listen to those, as this will make number seven make a little bit more sense. But we have been going through this series, which is based off the famous book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, and we're giving it a spiritual twist to make it Seven Habits of Highly Effective Disciples. And today we're going to look at habit number seven, which is to sharpen the saw. Abraham Lincoln was famous for the following quote. He said, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first four sharpening my axe." It's the idea that if we don't preserve our life, we aren't going to produce. And maybe we need to learn to work smarter rather than working harder. If we don't continually sharpen our saw, or as Abraham Lincoln said, sharpen our axe, we're really not going to be very effective. So the question is, how do we sharpen the saw? Well, if we think about it, human beings are composed of four parts. We have our heart, our mind, our body, and our soul. The heart is really fueled by feelings of service and empathy. The mind is fueled by intellect, study, academia. The soul is fueled by different types of what we could call spiritual disciplines, things like fasting and prayer and meditation, and for Christians, the study of the Word of God. But the body is fueled by exercise, nutrition, meaningful activity, leisure, recreation. And all four of these components make up our existence, our heart, mind, soul, and body. And that's exactly why when Moses was speaking to the people of Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 6, in a famous chapter that we have called the Shema, or that's really what the Jewish people referred to it as, the hearing of God's word, Moses would say that you need to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, and with all of your soul, and with all of your strength. And many years later, when Jesus would be asked by someone really trying to trap him in a question, "Teacher, what is the greatest commandment?" Jesus would repeat those same words of Moses in Matthew chapter 22. Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, and with all of your soul, and with all of your mind." How do we do that? How do we love the Lord our God with all of our heart? And how do we love God with all of our soul? And how do we love God with all of our strength? How do we love God with all of our mind? It's really easy for us to want to focus in one area. Maybe someone loves the Lord their God with all of their mind because they love to study the Bible. Well, that's really good, but there's also the component of putting the study into practice, loving the Lord your God with your body or with your heart, leading you to do things for other people, or loving the Lord your God with all of your soul, realizing that your relationship with God is not just defined by Bible study or by going to Bible class. There's also the idea of meditation and fasting and prayer. We must continually preserve all four components of our faith if we want to be truly faithful. It's no different than the tires on your car. If one of the tires on your car gets low, it actually wears on the other three. We talked about this back in habit number three of putting things first when Dr. Covey provided his time management matrix. You remember there was quadrant one, quadrant two, quadrant three, and quadrant four. What he's talking about here is really all quadrant two stuff of putting the first things first. It's the things that aren't always urgent, but the things that are very important. If you want to learn to sharpen the saw of your life, you really have to focus on things that may not be what you do at first, but the things that really matter the most. And when it comes to quadrant two type of activity, people often say, I don't have time to do that. Well, truth be told, you really don't have the time not to. Because if you don't get around to it, it really makes your entire life suffer. It's interesting that the famous play Hamilton, written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, was actually written while he was on vacation. Miranda had spent months getting his first musical, In the Heights, to Broadway, and he finally took some time away to enjoy some light reading there on the beach of Mexico. He was reading a book called Alexander Hamilton, and he decided to turn it into a musical. And Miranda would say years later, it's no accident that the best idea I've had in my life came to me while I was on vacation. You know, we all need something. We need a way to relax, to unplug, to take time for ourselves. Maybe it's through personal development, exercise, taking care of yourself. You only have one life and you only have one body. So what about four disciples of Jesus? How do disciples of Jesus sharpen the saw? You remember what Mark said about Jesus, Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, he left the house, and he went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Jesus, in the midst of his busy ministry, took time for himself. Early in the morning, he left where he was. He went off by himself to spend time with the Father. Later on in John chapter 6, John would record, after the people saw the miraculous sign that Jesus did, that was the feeding of the 5,000 people, they began to say, surely this is the prophet who has come into the world. And Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself. Jesus was not interested in becoming a celebrity, a household name, and he knew that when the people were wanting him to become that type of figure, he needed once again to withdraw, to spend time by himself with the Father to sharpen his saw. You know, when you're flying on an airplane, before you take off, one of the first things that they will say is if the oxygen mask falls, put on your mask first before you help others. And that gets back to the idea that you can't help anyone else if you aren't taking care of yourself. You can't pour into others what is not poured into you. And it's not just you, it's also for other people. The writer of Hebrews would say in Hebrews chapter 10, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. And he would say in the previous verse, verse 24, let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. One of the main purposes of the church is to help each other sharpen our saw. We come to church not only to worship, but to encourage other people and to be encouraged by their presence. The writer of Proverbs would write in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens one another. And remember, this is quadrant two stuff. It doesn't always seem urgent, but it's always vital. It's easy to say, I don't have the time, but it's better to say, I don't have the time not to. Thank you again for spending some time with us today here at Road Talk. I pray that this series about how to become a more effective disciple has encouraged you. As always, keep your eyes on heaven. And I can't wait to talk with you next time. God bless.